USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Last week, President Trump announced that he would host next year's G7 summit at his Doral Resort in Miami. Now, this drew criticism from both sides of the political aisle. So over the weekend, the president announced that he would no longer host the G7 summit at Doral. The president on Monday explains why he wanted to host the G7.
I own a property in Florida. I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling, because there's a question as to whether or not you're allowed to give it, because it's like a contribution to a country. I'd have to get a ruling. But I would have given it for nothing. It's a lot of money I would have given away. Like I give away my salary.
A last-minute settlement has been reached by four drug manufacturers to avoid going to trial over the opioid crisis. The trial was set to begin on Monday as Ohio's Cuyahoga and Summit counties were seeking $8 billion for treatment programs and health care expenses. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug. Lehman, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Dallas is trying to figure out the strength of a tornado that went through the city late Sunday night.
I talked to National Weather Service. They're actually out there right now. Their team's doing the assessment to see if it was an EF1 or 2.
Office of Emergency Management Rocky Vaz did not reveal when the National Weather Service might make a ruling on the tornado's strength. Another medical study claims plant-based diets are safer. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Mayo Clinic researchers linking high consumption of dairy with an increased risk of prostate cancer. The research published in the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association finding there was decreased risk of prostate cancer associated with plant-based diets. The researchers reviewing 47 studies comprising more than 1 million total participants to understand the risks of prostate cancer associated with plant-based and animal-based foods.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Turning now to the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, Senator Elizabeth Warren's emergence as a front runner in the primary is bringing new attention and scrutiny to her plan that would raise taxes on wealthy individuals. Peter Morici is an economist and professor emeritus of international business at the University of Maryland. He joins Fox News and says this won't work.
Think about it this way. Suppose you have assets of $50 million, so you meet her threshold. And then you earn this year another $50 million, and you invest 25 of it. On that 25, you're going to pay another 1% a year for the rest of your life. So if you're a 30-year-old woman, you're facing an 85% marginal tax rate on that wealth. So why take a risk? Why invest? And on top of that, there's the inheritance tax, the estate tax. No, this is absurd. And by the way, she wants to couple this with a 70% income tax on these people. So in the end, they basically, if they make a buck, they're going to have to pay $1.20.
The two women who made history by performing a spacewalk together are reflecting on the milestone.
When I found out that Jessica was going to be my partner in the spacewalk, it didn't strike me as any different as it would if it had been Drew again or Nick again. And that's because we all have been training together.
Christina Cook says she and Jessica Meyer were simply doing the job they were trained to do. The two women repaired a malfunctioning battery charger during last week's 8-hour spacewalk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.